says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. It is Monday, July 17th, 2023. I had to check on the day, not the year. And this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso, your host for an hour, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show. You can always call in at 512. That's the Round Rock, Texas area code. That's where you send your support to republicbroadcasting.org. And that's right there in the heart of Texas. Due north of there by quite a ways, over 1,000 miles, is yours truly, James Kelso, way up here in North Dakota. I didn't give you the rest of the phone number. You got to do more than 512. That's Round Rock. Then you go for 248. Who do we appreciate? Hey, Donald Trump. 248 and then 8252. There you go. That's how I remember the 248. 248. Who do we appreciate? And so here we go. Wow. What a weekend. Not even possible to cover it. I'm not going to attempt. We're going to just pick highlights here and there, skip around. Donald Trump carried the day so big in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Saturday and Sunday, which were the days of the huge Turning Point Action Conference. Turning Point, created by one of the giants of our cause. Right up there with Donald Trump is a giant, Charlie Kirk. Young guy. What is he, 30-something years old, maybe? Wow, is he a promising future for the Republican Party? Let me just look at his... how old is Charlie Kirk? I thought you'd never ask. I think he's... I'm going to guess 20. I'm going to guess 30. Okay, let's see here. Charles Kirk. No, I want Charlie Kirk. Let's see here. Charlie Kirk. There he is. And he is 29. And his birthday, he's born October 14th, so his birthday's coming up. I was darn close. I was 4 months off. Born in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Went to Wheeling High School, and then, interestingly, Harper College, which none of us have ever heard of, and he didn't finish there. No degree. So I love you, Charlie Kirk, for not being in the club. You know, Ivy League schools in the club. No, you're not. He's not in the club. And who said this? George Carlin. It's a great big club. Or maybe he said it's a little club. And you're not in it. Bless you, Charlie Kirk, for not being in that damn club. And... He has one child, and Liberty University, which is a good university, has awarded him an honorary degree, a doctorate, so we can refer to him as Dr. Charlie Kirk. And let's see. All right, let's go back to the president here. This incredible weekend, sponsored by, put on by Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump swept the show, swept it. Now, they had a what they call a straw poll, where the many thousands, I mean, just packed in the West Palm Beach County Convention Center, just packed to the gills, out into the street. And in the let's go to that straw poll. Let's find it. And Donald Trump just destroyed, if you want to call it, the opposition. I'm going to get it for you here in just a second. Okay. Headline at Breitbart. Donald Trump dominates Turning Point Action's GOP primary straw poll at 87.5%. I don't think Ronald Reagan, I don't know, Turning Point didn't exist in Reagan's time, but he wouldn't have gotten that high a number. Nobody's gotten that high a number. And this is against, you know, a dozen different people. 87.5 attendees at a major conservative conference over the weekend overwhelmingly voted for former President Donald Trump in a Republican presidential primary straw poll. By the way, attendees, I heard Charlie Kirk say it, attendees from all 50 states. And the ticket for an adult was $400. Woo! They weren't paying people to come, and they just wanted to come badly. And students, $250. When have you ever heard of a student event where a student ticket was $250? I've never heard of that. But they came because they wanted to come. They wanted to contribute. According to the Trafalgar Group poll, attendees at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida, chose Trump at 87.5%. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, guess what he got? This is in Florida, of which DeSantis is putatively the governor, made so by solely by the efforts of Donald Trump. He didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning the gubernatorial primary, even, in Florida, to which Donald Trump vaulted him to the lead, the primary. Then he didn't have a chance in the general election. And Donald Trump, again, skyrocketed him to the top of the polls, and he won. Ron DeSantis got, and this is this, there are 10,000, easy, you could just say 10,000 activists there. DeSantis got 4.3% in his home state. What's that called, folks? In your own home state, you get 4.3%. That's called stick a fork in it, Ron. How could you go lower? How low can you go? That is incredible. And the how low can you go? Ron DeSantis. And so what this means, among other things, is that there it's over. And the so here's what I say. I say, what do I say?
Every limbo boy and girl all around the
limbo world
gonna do the limbo rock. All around
the limbo clock.
Jack be limbo,
Jack be quick.
Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock.
How low?
Limbo lower now. Limbo lower now. How low can you go?
Ron? You people are all too young to remember that. I remember like it was yesterday, 1963. I was, a sophomore in high school, Palisades High School, Pacific Palisades, California, and that was Chubby Checker. here's a bit of trivia. Did he take the name Chubby as a knockoff from the name Fats Domino? No, he didn't. He came up with Chubby all by himself. It had nothing to do with Fats Domino. Anyway, how low can you go, Ron? All right, let's go back to that poll. And let's give you want you I okay, I thought you'd never ask. What are some of the other votes on that poll? Let's go to it. Here he is. Okay. DeSantis actually came in third behind businessman Perry Johnson. Have you ever heard of Perry Johnson? Neither have I. I just heard his name for the first time. He was second. I mean, talk about a nobody. Looks like a nice guy. I'm looking at his picture here. Nice sky blue tie. I've never heard his name. I mean, I'm in this all the time. Politics, the President Trump campaign. That's all I eat, drink, or sleep. I never heard of this guy. He came in second. He got 7.8%. Okay, half of the attendees were between the ages of 18 to 21, while the other half were of varying ages. Okay, now, that's very good writing there, Breitbart, which normally has very good writing, but wait a minute. Half the attendees were between 18 and 21, and you're informing me that the other half were of varying ages? Oh, you don't say. I could never have guessed that. I mean, all the others weren't all 22? Okay. Trump attended the event on Saturday, delivering a lengthy speech. Is there any other kind of speech that the president delivers than a lengthy one that nobody wants to end? That covered a number of different topics. Wow, I don't even want to look at the name of this reporter. His speech covered a number of different a number of them. Folks, English is in decline, all right? English literature is in decline. Writing is in decline. Our education system's in decline. And I don't want to be harsh on this reporter. Let me see who it is. Christina Wong. Christina Wong, okay. So she tells us that they're varying ages. He covered a number of different topics. These are things you would never learn these things. This isn't a waste of newsprint. Now, here's an important fact that she puts in. Meanwhile, DeSantis did not attend the event in his home state. Woo! His campaign press secretary, Brian Griffin, said in a statement, Governor DeSantis spent the day with Iowans. He delivered the strongest interview at the Family Leadership Conference Summit. Well, that's his press secretary talking. And then he says, which Donald Trump notably skipped. So DeSantis skipped out on a minor event, Family Leadership Summit in Iowa. And his dummy, you wonder why he's losing in the polls. You wonder why he's dropping like a rock. That's his press secretary is saying that Donald Trump notably skipped. He should have declined to attend the humongous, most important conservative event of the year, the Turning Point Action Summit. He should have skipped that to make sure he hightailed it to Iowa for the Family Leadership Summit. And I'll bet you at that event, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that Ron DeSantis spoke to under 200 people. Bored people. And they didn't pay any money to get there either. What can you say? His sanctimonious press secretary says, Ron DeSantis is campaigning to win. Oh, Ron, he's going for the brass ring, campaigning to win, as differentiated from campaigning to lose. You know, you have to know, you want to get that clear. Okay. Let's see. This Charlie Kirk said, the straw poll demonstrates that President Trump remains the single most dominant force among the conservative grassroots. All the attacks against him seemingly have made him even stronger and more popular among the conservative faithful, among whom all of us count ourselves. And and interestingly, now they also took a poll for who's your second choice. Kind of interesting. And Ron DeSantis, he only won 13.5% as the second choice. I mean, they should have had an additional question. Who's your third choice? So second choice, 13.5%. But now get this, to show you again how badly DeSantis is doing. Who won the second choice poll? Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know whether he ever taught transcendental meditation, but with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, but and I don't want to cast a shadow on the man who sounds like a great man, Vivek Ramaswamy. 51% picked him as their second choice, compared to Ron DeSantis got 13.5. I'm just looking at the math. He did just a little bit better than 1/5 of Ramaswamy. Okay. Let me just see if I have any other numbers. Who else? Oh, here they are. Here are the numbers. Okay. And this is what I was looking for. Trump, 85.7%. Perry Johnson, 7.8%. Ron DeSantis, 4.3%. Vivek Ramaswamy, 2.0%. Tim Scott, 0.0%. This is out of thousands of voters. Not one. If you're Tim Scott and the whole heart of the conservative movement, which was there in West Palm Beach, the whole heart of the key people, this is not a random selection of people. These are the top leading minds in our cause. They were there. Steve Bannon was there, and he knocked their socks off. You're going to hear him in just a minute. Everybody that counts was there. So Tim Scott had 0.0. Ryan Binkley. Who's Ryan Binkley? He had 0.0. Nikki Haley had 0.0. Chris Christie had 0.0. And I don't even see Mike Pence. Did he get less than 0.0? He's not even on the chart. As far as vice presidential choices, 30% liked Kerry Lake in the lead. 24% liked Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, Republican congressman. He's good. And 22% said Ramaswamy. The support for DeSantis was limited to this. There was a large cardboard cutout of the governor's face outside the main hall, with some supporters posting positive messages and thoughts. So some people wrote on his picture of his face. What did they post? I don't know. Lyrics?
Limbo beat. Then you move to limbo beat. Limbo ankle, limbo knee. Bend back like a limbo tree.
Jack be limbo, jack be quick.
Let's go on the limbo stick. All around
the limbo.
Hey, let's do the limbo rock. La 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 la.
Okay. Maybe they were posting some lyrics. All righty. Let's go back to, let me close that out. And just have to find where I was. Here we go.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the
Hey, we got a break, I think.
And we look forward to bringing you the Pasture Raised Meat
needs that you and your family...
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll
now,
be right
we started
back.
Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats. And even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
And listen, you just heard an ad, one of the sponsors of the Republic Broadcasting, and the you just heard an ad for, and I'm reading up on them now, Wild Pastures. Now, let me tell you what Kelso did. I went out and bought a freezer. You know how people store meat in a freezer that's bigger than what they have in their refrigerator. And it's a great way to store meat in larger than what you buy in the market, and freeze it. I bought a freezer so I can order some Wild Pastures meat. That's how serious I am. And wow, I mean, this is going to be exciting. And read their promo. Just scroll down a little bit on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting. And let me go back here. go back to the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. I said com a little while ago. Shame on me. I wonder what's at that website. But republicbroadcasting.org and Wild Pastures. And you know what? This is another little update here that's neither here nor there for the cause here. My keto diet. You're going to be eating meat if you eat the keto diet. And you want to eat the best meat. Wild-raised, wild-pastured meat, pork, beef, chicken, that's by far the best. All the keto practitioners and experts and doctors, they all say that same thing. And Wild Pastures is saying their meat is so much better than anything you can get in a store that it's going to knock your socks off. So you want to try it. And it'll come once a month. You get your Wild Pastures delivery. You can do one-off orders. You don't have to do a monthly subscription. You customize your order as to what you want. If you don't want chicken, or you want more beef or whatever you want, you want certain cuts, they will customize your order, ship it to you once a month. It comes in a freezer. It comes frozen. Obviously some kind of thermally insulated package to your front door. And wow. And then I'm going to transport it into my new freezer. I got a front opening freezer instead of a top opening, so I can see everything that's in there on the shelves. And wow, is that cool? And then we'll have I'm sure my family's going to have the best meat we've ever tasted, ever. And it's not even going to be close. So and one thing I've learned on a keto diet also, you can afford to buy the very best food because you don't eat as much of it. Instead of eating a ton of pasta or a ton of bread, which doesn't satisfy you, it leaves you, you eat a ton, the more you eat, I'm more hungry than I was when I started. This is true of all sweets, everything that contains sugar. What does that mean? Carbs. Carbs turn to sugar. That's all they are. It doesn't matter how fancy they are. Fancy, fruit, fancy this. It all turns fructose. That's sugar on steroids. It doesn't satisfy your hunger. It gives you a quick jump. Gives you a quick shot of sugar energy. And then, boom, the crash. And you just keep eating. But when you eat really good food, and I already know this, I'm already buying the best beef I can buy in a market, which is organic, pasture-raised, organic, no hormones, beef, chicken, fish, and pork. And it's so much better. And if Wild Pastures is even better, you're on cloud nine, because it's going to be more expensive than the hamburger that comes in a 10-pound tube. Help me, save me from that. And but you eat a small amount and I'm full. I eat one meal a day, and I'm not hungry ever during the whole day, because I'm eating. Fat is my number one element. There's all keto diets preach the same thing. Fat is number one. So you don't cook your bacon crisp, so it's like a board. Because here's what you just did when you cook your bacon to a crisp. All that fat that you pour off, which is more than half the weight of what you put in the pan, that's the benefit. That's what you needed to eat. And so when I... Oh, wait, we got an ad here. Hold the bacon, Martha. We'll be right back.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Some kind of song, God's Country. Here we are in God's Country on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network. And you're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252. Donald Trump was on a tear today, Sunday and Saturday. Burning the house down. He's posting... Give yourself half a day if you want to follow Donald Trump for the previous 24 hours. Give yourself half a day to read his posts, the links, everything that's involved. Let me go. I have to scroll all the way down my screen, way, way down, dozens and dozens of posts. Now, here's the top post. Wait, let me hit refresh to make sure it's still the top post. Number one in his cavalcade of posting. Here it is. New low. That's our theme song for tonight is Chubby Checker. How low can you go? Nulo, DeSantis sinks to 14 points. This is at a website called the National Pulse. And let's see what it says here. It says, Donald Trump links us to it. Okay. Let's see. Well, the National Pulse is good, but I'm not getting the headline I was looking for. Here it is. New low. DeSantis sinks to 14 points. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appears to have hit a new low in polling, coming in at just 14 points. Oh. In a TIPP Insights likely voter poll from early July. And TIPP Insights has been called by some people, it's the only no BS poll. President Trump's, so let's take it seriously. President Trump's lead has increased to 39 points in the data, showing the 45th president with 53% and 37-year-old Vivek Ramaswamy gaining to reach 7%. The news comes as DeSantis announces major shakeups in his campaign due to overspending and fractious donor relations. I like that. Fractious donor relations. What that means is that they're behind closed doors, they're yelling at each other. Tip Insights, that's the poller here, was described by the right-leaning Spectator magazine as, quote, the pollster who doesn't suck, unquote. So here we go. And in this polling, the doesn't suck Tip Insights found Trump at 53, DeSantis at a really new low of 14. I mean, come on, we're knocking on 10%. 7% for Vivek Ramaswamy, who's really surging. Mike Pence is there. Good old Mike Pence, 7%, hanging in there, dragging along the floor. And his career, by the way, Tucker Carlson spoke at the Turning Point Action Summit conference. The crowd, I wish I had that audio queued up for you. The crowd went nuts. They leapt to their feet when he came out on the stage, Tucker. They leapt to their feet. They were cheering, clapping, stomping their feet. They wouldn't let him start speaking. It went on and on and on. And I'll tell you who noticed that. The next speaker, well, you know, I mean, come on, you've been a speaker at an event. You don't run into the hall with, you know, with 10 minutes to go. You're there behind the curtain waiting to be the next speaker. Or if you're a performer, the next musician. You're waiting. So who was waiting behind the curtain? The next speaker. Who's the next speaker after Tucker on Saturday? Hey, the orange man, Donald John Trump, Sr. He heard that crowd come unglued for Tucker. Now, they did the same thing when Donald Trump came out later. But I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, Donald Trump's never heard a crowd. That roar that Tucker Carlson got was Trumpian. It was a Trump kind of response that he got. He had the magic. He had the charisma. He had the crowd going wild. They love him. I wouldn't, you know, it would have been funny if somebody had started a chant, we love, but Carlson has two syllables, so it's harder. We love Tucker. We love Tucker. Yeah, that would work. If they had charted, the only person, we've never heard anybody say, we love somebody. We love Trump. We love Trump. That happens at every rally now. What if they start chanting, we love Tucker. We love Tuck. Does he use that as a nickname? We love Tuck. We love Tuck. Now, okay, what goes through Donald Trump's mind as he's watching this crowd go berserk? He's looking at a vice presidential running mate. That's who he's looking at. Tucker, perfect age. I think he's, what is he? 54 or something. It's perfect age for presidential material. I'll tell you, and Tucker is on fire for Trump. So that happened this weekend. So Donald Trump's backstage. He's thinking. He's thinking about what he's hearing. And this polling, Ramaswamy got, and then Mike Pence is pathetic 7%. And then for the rest of the poll, they just put someone else, 10%. And that includes Nikki Haley, Nimrata Randhawa, and, Charlie Krispy Kreme, Chris Krispy Kreme, what's that fat guy's last name? Christy, not Crispy. And then all the rest of them, who knows, bunch of nobodies and worse. Well, Trump makes them look like nobodies. They would actually be a force in some other context, but not trying to stand in the shadow of Donald Trump. All right, let's get some more things here. And one of the top pollsters in the country is Rahim Kassam. Rahim Kassam is one of the top pollsters in the country. And he put this post up. He puts this up. You can't say I didn't tell you so. He predicted this based on how incredibly popular Donald Trump is. Okay, so let's go back to our Trump page here. And we've got a half an hour left in the show. If you want to call in, don't be shy. Here's one from the Washington Times. Is the incredible shrinking candidate Ron DeSantis, is he the Kamala Harris of 2024? I still don't know. Is it Kamala Harris? Kamala or Kamala? Three possibilities. Kamala, Kamala, or Camel Face? I don't know. That's probably not a correct pronunciation. Camel face. All right, let's go. Let's dig down here. Some good posts by the president. The president says DeSantis, a very unappreciative guy. Now his numbers are crashing. Now here, okay. Here's a clip. The president wants you to hear this. He put it up. He cut this clip out. He put it up. It's Sebastian Gorka originally posted it. The president reposted it. And Gorka says, Bannon gets it. And all of you get it. This audience gets it. Trump is our weapon of retribution. Now, listen, this is Steve Bannon. I love Steve Bannon. I mean, I call it my pantheon. Charlie Kirk's in there. Marjorie Taylor Greene's in there. Jim Jordan's in there. But head and shoulders above them all, Charlie Kirk, did I mention Charlie? Donald Trump.
This is a crusade. This is a holy war against the deep state. Donald Trump is our instrument for retribution. I don't want to hear Glenn Youngkin in a vest. I don't want to hear Kemp with his George axe. I don't want to hear it. Donald Trump is our instrument for righteous indignation. It's not going to be Biden. This.
Do you think he means it?
He's safe. And there is no threat to them.
That's my production error there. Now that gives you the sense for the feeling. If you were in Florida Saturday or Sunday and you didn't get yourself to the West Palm Beach Convention Center, County Convention, you got to kick yourself. Just pretend to be a student. Up to 26, you could be a student. Tell them you're at cosmetology school, and you get a ticket for $250 instead of $400. Go to the next one. There will be a lot more. Assuming we win in 24. I was talking to a neighbor today about what if we lose in 24. And he agreed. He's not as far right as any of us are. He's just a good old boy from Texas. And he just said, put a fork. If we don't win in 24, put a fork in it. And this is an old guy, old like me. I'm 75. But hey, on keto, I had a guy tell me at the store, I was buying some electronics, and I got the guy at the store at the electronics counter says, 75? You look 50. You look a young 50. Well, it's keto. I'll tell you more. I went from a size extra large in a shirt from extra, this is in 40, less than 50 days. I've gone from extra large in my shirts to I can comfortably fit in a small. Extra large, down to large, down to medium, down to small in less than 50 days. Whoo! Now, Steve Bannon, he needs to do the same keto. He's an extra, extra, extra large with that beer belly. And if you study keto, you find out where the beer belly comes from. It's very logical, very clear explanation as to why that particular fat is coating your abdominal muscles. It's there for a reason. It's biological. Mother Nature is doing it for a reason for men. And there's a simple way to lose it. I'm the proof right here. From extra large to a small. All right. Okay, let's go to another thing here. Some great video of the president at truthsocial.com. Here's Carrie Lake. Here's great post here on the, I'm just reading the president's posting. The greatest witch hunt of all time, prosecutorial misconduct, he says. Oh, here's the president says, and I didn't find this video. I got to find it and listen to it. Mark Levin is a must watch tonight. And he wrote that yesterday, Sunday, that there's a Mark Levin show on Fox. There's still a few gems, legacy, residual gems are still on Fox. So you can't completely cut it off. One of those is Mark Levin. And he has a hugely highly rated show. And the president says Mark Levin is a must watch tonight, Sunday. So I've got to go find that. Good luck finding it on YouTube. And remember, I cautioned you, don't look there. I looked on Rumble, not so far successfully. And then I found something stupid on Fox, the Fox website. I click on the show that I want to watch, and it says, this show is showing in screen, a screen inside a screen or something like that, and it won't play for me. And it says, subscribe here. I don't want to subscribe to anything at Fox. I want to watch the damn show. You know, give me the show. I'll figure it out. But I ain't subscribing. I unsubscribed. I was a subscriber to Fox Nation when I was urged to so subscribe by the guy everybody, me and everybody else loves so much at Turning Point, Tucker Carlson. And I'm telling you, this was, they were, it was, you know, the name of this show, the Trump Phenomenon. What was I trying to designate with that name? Trump is something sui generis, unique, different, never before. Once in your and my lifetime, there will be one Donald Trump in your lifetime. There never was one. I don't care how old you are. Not many of you are older than I am. I don't care. You never saw anybody like Trump before in your life. I know that. And guess what? You will never see anyone like him at any point in the future. Once in a lifetime. Tucker Carlson, amazing. He is rising up that ladder to, you know, he hasn't achieved once in a lifetime yet, but man, he's getting up there. And that's what we saw. You can tell a crowd that just comes unglued. It was an emotional outburst. They love Tucker Carlson. So, Mr. President, please consider. And I proposed that on this show, what, 2 years ago? Tucker is your running mate? Oh, we're always ahead of the curve here. We got one more segment to come up. Just come on back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
The best of free life behind us now. and are the good times really over for good? All right, let's close with Donald Trump in part of his close at the Turning Point Conference. My apologies to Andy in Texas. I'm not going to be able to get to Andy because Donald Trump's going to be speaking instead. And here he comes talking to all these young people from 18 to 21, most of the people there. That's our future. And this is this old man's wisdom to these young people that are young enough to be his grandchildren.
Future on the line. We are in trouble. This country is in trouble. The election will decide whether your generation inherits a fascist country or a free country, whether you will have a rule of tyrants or the rule of law, whether Marxist radicals burn our civilization to the ground, which they're looking to do, or young patriots like you propel America to glorious new heights greater than ever before. Side by side, we're going to fight and we're going to win. We have no choice, actually. We're going to evict crooked Joe Biden. You know, I took the name off of Hillary. You know that, right? Everybody here knows that. It was crooked Hillary. I was very successful. But I think she's out of it now. But no, I thought it was more appropriate because he's crooked as you can get. This is the most dishonest president in history. And I wouldn't have said it. You know, I have pride in the presidency and respect for the presidency. I wouldn't have said it. But I say things about him over the last 3 weeks that I would have never said before about any president. He is a corrupt, horrible, incompetent man, and he's destroying our country, and we have to have it changed. And with God's help, we're going to save America on November 5th, 2024. When I said originally in 2016, it's the most important election, I meant it. This is far more important. This is far more important because our...
Far more important. Remember, we said that back in 2016, right here on this show. The most important vote election in American history. And it was until now. This one is more important. And here he says a bit more.
Our country is ready to go down, ready to go possibly into World War III. And this won't be a war like others. This will be a nuclear war. And the level of destruction, it's called obliteration. Not two army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. This is big stuff, and we have a man who's grossly incompetent, who doesn't even know where he is, who can't put two sentences together.
Well, that'll do it for tonight's show. I enjoyed that, and I hope you did. Come on back tomorrow night for more on the Trump phenomenon in the Trump Clubhouse here. I'll see you tomorrow night. So long for now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.